Angela Cherby, Fred Field Radio at the Cannes Festival with Marta Keller, actress of the film Amnesia.
Which is your position towards your country after the war compared to the one of your character? I mean, your character decided that she didn't want to have any kind of relation with Germany anymore because she couldn't relate to that. What do you think about that? Was it an exaggeration, or you can?
I can understand her, but I don't identify. I have no identification with her because the German language is one of the most beautiful for me on stage, and the music and everything. Now, I have two reasons why I think she doesn't speak anymore, or she doesn't want. Number one, she's not Jewish. If she would have been Jewish, probably she would speak. But she feels so guilty, even not being Jewish and not being part of that path. If she would see television that Germany changed and everything. But she lives without light, without electricity, she lives alone. And I think being alone makes you stubborn, like a pit bull, like she doesn't want to let go. And I guess that this obsession becomes like a motto. You know, it's like brushing the teeth, it is keeping the anger. It's part of a habit. Until this man comes, and the reason why I think the movie is so subtle, with people don't see that, perhaps, but for example, the moment she let it go, the wall comes down. The real wall in Berlin came down the same day, 89, like when she met the boy.
Yeah.
So it's a metaphor. So I think that this woman becomes more human because of she met somebody who makes her understanding that Germany is not exactly the same thing today. I work so much for the memory and for not to forget. I can't, when people say, oh, we should get over it, it's different. No, never, ever, ever.
No, ever.
But I did a play, Jan Karski, which talks about that. I do the last 5 years, I only play Jewish girls. I am like her. I feel indirectly also so guilty that I still want to talk about it.
Yeah, I think it's the best way to use what happened for future generations, not to happen.
And my father was German, and he became Swiss before Hitler came to power. It's the same story.
Uh-huh.
My story in private life is the story of his mother, which I played, so it's related.
Now, I was wondering, what are your ideas about how Germany is coping with those memories, and if those memories, if we can forget them, or
no,
if there's something.
That's what I mean.
No, I mean in terms of make peace with them. That's it.
Peace, yes. Peace is important to live, but not to forget is also important to live, because if you have a tree without roots, he falls down with the first wind. So we should be profound and knowing where we come from, why, and what we analyze. But that doesn't excuse not making peace. That doesn't mean that you should not forget. I would never make peace with Eichmann, but I'm talking about this young kid, Max. He is not responsible what's happening. So it's kind of making peace with the life today. They try to do, they also did their work. I am a little bit like my father. I'm not very often in Germany, but I don't, it's not that I dislike it, but there is something which I probably have in deep down earned from my father that I still can't forget. But it doesn't mean that I'm not in peace, but still I will never forget it.
Can you tell us something about your American years?
It was a great time, and it's professionally was wonderful. Today I think America is great for series.
Yes.
For TV.
I love Homeland, I love...
But Hollywood is nothing, but like not in the 70s.
No,
but
it's not anymore.
This time was
Al, with who I was living for 8 years, he said 2 days ago, the movies I made, like Serpico or Doctor After, they would be today called independent movies.
Yeah, right.
That's not a major company. And there were major companies. But today they make a special effect with major companies.
Yeah. So which is your relationship with movies as a viewer, as audience? Do you go to movies often?
No, very rarely. Sometimes I go. I want to see Carol. I want to see from time to time.
Yes, fantastic.
I am sure. I want to see from time to time movies, but I like that. I think they're very great in series. I love In Treatment, I love Homeland, I love Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
I'm hooked on those things. But movies, I go, but not like I did before.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like special effects.
Well, actually, because unfortunately, what is mainly distributed are those movies. Because if you go to festivals, you see the real ones.
But they are great movies, still American. My God, great movies. But it's different now. Now you have a feeling you disturb the effects as an actor. You're just informed.
Do you think that you could have had the same career starting now? In this new
today,
system?
No. Today is really under control. Of you on a blacklist after 24, and everything has. No, I don't think so. I don't know, but I don't think so. I think they're so. When I see how they have to go from one casting to another, I never had a casting in my life. I was hired. I don't know. Nobody believes me, but I don't know why I should lie. Marathon Man was the first movie he saw me on stage. And then Black Sunday was the same company. I was on the contract with William Morris, with Paramount. I didn't make tests because it was the same producer. And then the third was Bobby Deerfield. He saw And Now My Love. Yeah, every movie I got was like that. I did makeup tests, but only when I had
the
part.
Yeah.
But never a casting. I would be bad for casting. So today that doesn't exist.
No. But it was like...
Everybody runs five castings a day. I'm cool. I'm disciplined in one day, on one side, but I'm like my father, I leave all the time. If it doesn't go like I want to go.
That's why you left.
I'm independent also. I'm very independent.
Because after Bobby Deerfield, after Marathon Man...
There were a couple of other ones, but...
So many good films and you left America.
Yes. They were just not the good projects. And I liked my Chekhov with the Three Sisters for 2 years. Mm-hmm. That was my god. And I wanted to go home to play Chekhov. It's the way I like to go where nobody expects me. I don't like to stay too long in places. If I would have good parts, I would have loved to stay in America.
I see.
No means a big misunderstanding. The movies were just no good. What they offered me, I didn't like them. The Other Side of Midnight, all that crap.
Mm-hmm. You also did some Broadway.
Yes, I played on Broadway. I played a lot off Broadway also. But I just love to do... I don't make too much noise. People don't even know too much about me. And I like that. I work very much on being mysterious. I can't... I don't like when everybody knows everything. I'm not a girl of today with Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not doing those things. Twitter, I don't even know what it is. So I'm a little bit old-fashioned. But I'm free. I'm a free woman. I'm really independent. And I love being with people when I work. I love being with my friends. But I feel more lonely with people who I just have to be with because of business or things. But I never feel lonely alone. Mm. I am very close and very friends with myself.
Do you still have dreams?
Oh, my whole life is dreams. My whole life is... Not dreams that I would love to do that, because I love that somebody thinks of me for something. Then I cannot say I would love to play that part. But I love to play it if somebody has the idea to give it to me. But to say, what would you like to do on stage? I say, I don't know. The desire comes from the other one. And then I love it. When I am a little bit insecure sometimes. So I don't know what I could do. But if somebody believes in me, then I go.
You go.
Then I go. So my dreams are just trying to keep going a little bit longer. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. It was Marta Keller for Fred Film Radio, Angela Cherby from the Cannes Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.